Exercise 8. Until well into the modern era, textiles were the world's primary manufactured product. Often woven with silver, gold, and silk, they were also the chief form of stored wealth for both rich and poor. Most families wore their estate on their backs and hung it on their walls and windows. More to the point, people inherited these textile treasures from their parents. Fashions would remain relatively unchanged for centuries, and all but the wealthiest possessed only a few items. Styles not only were static over time, but were also rigidly divided by class. An inflexible social structure, reinforced by sumptuary laws, determined just who could wear what. In the mid-17th century, however, the East India Company destroyed this age-old state of affairs, turning the worlds of English industry, trade, fashion, and social rank upside down in just a few decades. The company's instrument in this commercial revolution was cotton.